Your exclusive home of the D-backs. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. D-backs manager Tori Lovello joins Burns and Gambo to talk D-backs baseball.
Always appreciate it when Tori Lovello joins us on a Tuesday, even in the midst of this pandemic when there's, you know, really no games or season or schedule to talk about. Yet, it's nice of him still to call in.
I thought he was coming on after the shellacking they just took by the Astros, 6-0. Bumgarner rocked, gave up six runs and 3 2/3, and Verlander shut him down. That was today's game.
Yeah, but I liked how the Chase Field crowd really let the Astros have it for what happened this past offseason.
We got one hit today.
I was encouraged to see the reaction by the fans and how they really, really let the Astros have it. Right, Troy? Weren't you proud of the fans for that?
I'm always proud of them when they speak their mind like that. So what's our record, and was it Verlander that one hit us?
Yeah, you guys, Verlander went six innings, only gave up one hit, struck out six, didn't walk a batter, and then three relievers, James Smith and Abreu, combined to finish off the one hitter. Bumgarner got rocked.
What's the record?
You guys are 14-15.
Ooh.
Whoa. You don't turn it around real soon, I'm going to have to start getting on you.
Yeah, right? I mean, no, we're just saving it for the stretch run. We're just waiting until the horses really need to start pulling in August and September. We'll be all right.
Okay.
There you go. The stratomatic season as it plays out.
Archie's got an ERA at 10.32 here.
Whoa.
Yeah. Moved him into a middle reliever role.
Who's closing? Yeah. Is it still Chafin?
I'd have to look. You didn't get a close opportunity today, so I'd have to. I'll go back and look. I'll tell
all
you
right.
in a minute.
All right.
We're gonna check that out.
All right, good
Tori,
spot.
there does in following the national reports as you've told us many, many times that you do, and you're like the rest of us. You're listening to what everybody's saying. You're wondering between Jeff Passan, Ken Rosenthal this morning, Bob Nightingale this afternoon. Are you sensing the optimism that they're expressing that one way or another, hell or high water, there will be some kind of a season somehow this year? Are you sensing that?
I am desperately hoping so. And I think everybody in every industry is doing the same thing that I am. You know, I will say that the NFL draft gave us a little bit of a sport fever. It was in real time. It was a really nice time for me to sit down and just get caught up with what was going on and have it be real. You know, the things that I've been watching have been tape delay things and not tape delay, but older material. So I think that kind of kickstarted an overall hope in our country to get things moving in a good direction. So I haven't heard anything concrete. I am just obviously reading and seeing some of the things and popping around from different sport to different sport. And, you know, everybody's holding tight right now. But the fact that we're talking about it, the fact that we're getting a positive vibe, some good energy, maybe it's a sign of things to come. I don't know, though.
At what point would you expect to hear something? If we're talking about, and all of these reports are painting this picture of a season that could possibly start mid-June, early July, 80 to 100 games that they would play with a postseason mm-hmm. that extends possibly to Thanksgiving. At what point would you expect to hear something from Mike Hazen or Derek Hall or Ken Kendrick or somebody to let you know that it might be time to start gearing things up a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's just the fever that you start to catch is that feeling that something is going to happen, that it's imminent, that you're moving in that direction. We haven't gotten that. I do know that the commissioner is absolutely positively committed to playing baseball this season. He'll extend the season beyond its normal time. He wants to get out there, and he's committed to that. But I think what ends up happening is there's certainly a chain of command. I know that the leadership, it would obviously be the ownership to the leadership part of our team. That would be Derek, Ken to Derek, and then Mike to me. I haven't had a conversation with Mike in a couple days, just to be totally honest with you guys. We talk quite a bit, but we really don't have a lot to share, a lot to go over. We see each other on some Zoom chats, and we catch up that way. But nothing has been concrete. But, you know, when it does happen, I know that it'll start to move quickly, and that's what I want to make sure that our guys are focused on, that when and if that time comes, we are not totally in a stall coming from a dead standstill. It will be moving in a good positive direction once we get to go.
Let me ask you something. I just want to focus on pitchers here. Is everything they did in the first few weeks of spring training, is that all lost now because you've been gone for so long? Is that gone? The arm strength, building it up?
Yeah, most likely. I would say, you know, what we talked about was not having these guys full throttle and then try to pitch into November. This would be impossible. So we told them to back down. We told them that it would be time. There'd be enough time for them to get ready to go. But, you know, they're maintaining the throwing program. You know, some guys last month were talking about it maybe being like their December type of throwing program. But they had built up some arm strength. Like, we were just getting our machine moving in the right direction. And I think everybody turned it off mentally. Physically, that followed. And I think that they're kind of moving forward day by day. But I think most of what they built up and what they had from a pitcher and a position player standpoint is probably been lost.
Okay, so if you started today, just say today, and I've got an opening day, I don't have a date, and I want Bumgarner to be able to pitch at least six innings. I want Gallen to be able to pitch at least six innings. I'm not looking for nine, but I need a starting pitcher to go at least six. How many weeks do you think those guys would need to prepare for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I mean, you're nailing some of the topics that we're talking about every time we get on a conversation. Probably 3 weeks. You know, what you do is you start at 2-30, 2-35, and you kind of go, you work into throwing program and bullpen. I think most of the guys are doing their throwing program and throwing bullpens. They could probably step into after one bullpen or some sort of a live BP situation into 2-35, and then you increase it by one inning and 15 pitches. So you're looking at 2-35, you know, 3-50, 4-65. You're looking at close to 3 weeks before we can have somebody touch that sixth inning.
Okay. So I would imagine if they do it in 3 weeks, if they're able to say, okay, we're going to have a 3-week spring training, that you would probably early in the season, I mean, even if it's an 80-game season, you would probably for the first couple of weeks have some kind of pitch count for these players.
For sure. For sure. 100% hard line pitch count. What that number would be, obviously, would be between me and the pitcher, the pitching coach. We would absolutely never, ever allow somebody to go beyond that because, you know, you're in that really danger zone, that danger zone when you're talking about early season guys trying to throttle up and they may not have been totally ready. I think our guys will be. I honestly do. But you're not going to see guys going 85, 90 pitches early on. I can promise you that unless they have been stretched out and we've been given enough time, I don't think that'll be the case. And they're talking about expanding rosters. And if you go back and look at the history of work stoppages, they've done that before. They've had work stoppages. You've had starters piggyback. We don't know exactly what we're going to do, but we have a lot of plans in place. It's just a matter of when and if this trigger gets pulled, we'll be ready to rock.
Do you think, and we appreciate the straight talk and the answers given all these hypotheticals and all these unknowns, would you anticipate, given how uncertain this all looks, that the designated hitter might be at least in 2020 a universal thing? And if so, do you feel like you've got somebody on your 40-man roster in your organization that you could plug into that role if that's what baseball does in 2020?
It's been discussed. I know, you know, we've had a lot of internal discussions in preparation for it possibly happening. I don't know what direction MLB is going to go in, but, you know, our front office is exceptional at forecasting, and they've got incredible perspective. And, you know, the coaches do the same thing. We sit around and think about what could happen, and we know that it takes a little bit of time for a pitcher to build up. We have a criteria that we follow in spring training. They don't hit for several of their initial outings to get their arm in shape. So, yeah, we would budget for both sides of it. We know that, yeah, if we had a guy that was going to be throwing five innings and 65 pitches, he'd probably get one or two at-bats. I wouldn't ask him to do much. But the anticipation is that if there is, we would definitely have somebody ready to be a full-time designated hitter. Absolutely. We've got some big bangers in our system. You know who they are. And we've got some really good players that, you know, we would probably have to budget some playing time early on. We have a little bit of a backup in certain positions with certain guys. I think that would open it up for a lot of really good hitters to go out and perform.
All right, on Stratomatic, Junior's your closer right now.
Nice.
Yeah, Junior's.
Well,
Junior's
I guess
the
that's
closer.
Not so nice because that means Archie's doing it, right?
That's not that nice.
Oh, Archie's ERA's
that's
over 10.
Not the plan, Tori.
Yeah. Archie's yeah. ERA's over 10. All right, before I let you go, if for some reason, you know, we still had social distancing issues by the time the next Major League Baseball draft comes around, would. Would you be okay with taking a picture in your house with your feet up and showing off the place or no?
For sure. I'm all about sharing and keeping everybody as interested as possible. I will say that the whole working dynamic of baseball has just been thrown upside down. We know that. And I know everybody's been asked to do so many things to spark the fans' interest, to let them know we're thinking about them, and vice versa. You know, we want the fans to know that we're on their mind. So I'd be open to doing just about anything, you know, and you never know. A hot summer day for sure. Pick them up. Let's go.
All right. Sorry. We're looking forward to watching your show on Fox Sports Arizona on Thursday, too. That should be a lot of fun. Thanks for swinging
and, you know,
by.
Listen, talk about overexposure. I really, really, really allow the viewers to come in. But once again, that's my job right now. We got to let them know we're thinking about them. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it, too. I haven't seen it. Should be pretty fun.
Yeah, it should be. We'll give out the details here in a little bit. Torrey, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it, as always.
Okay, boys. Talk to you next Tuesday.